I'll come forwards carefully and sit down again for Purvottanasana, the front stretch pose. So it's hands a foot behind hips, fingers pointing forwards. Forwards meaning the same way the legs are pointing out in front of you, your chest, your face facing. Knees straight and big toes together. And two big items of strength work is drawing the toes down. It's lower leg work. Lifting your hips up is upper leg work, back and arm work. So inhale, do that. Toes downwards, hips upwards. Tuck in the bottom firmly. Head back is softly. Don't pull your head back at all, just relax it. And the gaze point is nose, which remember means focus on the ceiling above you. Sit down through exhalation now. And again, walk back to the push-up pose. So extra breaths in this whenever you need it. Breathe in though while you're moving your legs back to push-up position so you're set up to breathe out as you bend the elbows. And then do the two dog stretches upward first as usual. And inhale, walk forwards and gently and carefully sit down again at the front of your mat for Ardha Badha Padma Paschimottanasana. So, from a starting position of both legs out in front, leave the left leg straight in front and cross the right foot onto the top of the left leg, shin or thigh. Just remember, back to class 6 and the mechanics of the hip and the knee here. It's important to relax the muscles around the right hip and to make sure you don't put any pressure on the right knee. So you hold the right foot with the left hand, and then the right hand goes to whatever you can comfortably reach on the left leg. Anything from thigh down. Then look up, inhale, and point the top of your head forwards. Exhale, and breath one. Two. Three. Four. Good. Don't move your hands. Just look up, inhale. Exhale. The hands let go of whatever they were holding onto there. And change sides. Let the right leg straighten itself. Let the left leg cross itself. And hold the left foot with the right hand. Unambitiously reach the left hand forwards to some part of the right leg or foot. I don't see reach whatever you can reach with the hand is not something to be viewed as a goal or an achievement, right? It's simply a support to then be able to tune up the pose. Inhale, look to the ceiling. Exhale, point the top of your head forwards. Count yourself through 5 deep breaths here. Deep, smooth, consistent breaths. On the 6th inhalation, which you're probably not up to yet, on the 6th inhalation, when it comes, you do head up forward bend in that shape. It's probably sometime around about now, but you're counting for yourself. On the 6th exhalation, you let go of whatever you are holding. And on the breath after that, repeat again, Chaturanga Dandasana, Urdhva Mukha Shvanasana, Adho Mukha Shvanasana. That's the push-up, the upward dog, the downward dog. Repeat again.